Supporters of an art-based plan to resuscitate a Macon, Georgia neighborhood are wondering how something that sounded so good took a turn for the bad. That's because the first two artists in residence in the Mill Hill Arts Village project were fired for reasons that are still not completely clear. About 100 people meet in a community center on the backside of Mill Hill a week after the artists were let go. They are trying to figure out what happened.
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
James Baker, associate pastor of the neighborhood's New Fellowship Missionary Baptist Church, speaks first. He says Mill Hill has seen a lot of unkept promises.
We was on life support, this neighborhood.
Today, you need a hard hat to visit the old auditorium and gym James Baker remembers playing basketball in as a kid. Since 2013, Macon Bibb's Urban Development Authority has had money for getting Mill Hill off of life support. All the UDA needed was a plan and a partnership. Enter the Macon Arts Alliance and the Arts Village concept. The UDA would redevelop Mill Hill homes and put them in a land trust to keep housing affordable. Macon Arts would use visiting artists working with locals to create public art, a sense of place, and maybe try to convince artists to move here. Macon Arts picked two out-of-town artists to kick off the project. First, Ed Woodham.
I'm from Brooklyn, New York, and I'm a global visionary.
And a visual and performance artist who works in unexpected places. Then there's Samantha Hill from Chicago.
I have a project called The Kinship Project, which is 150 years of African-American family photography.
Hill is an oral historian and photographer. She says she thought she knew what she and Woodham were getting into in Mill Hill.
I thought that there were grassroots community groups, but that's not what I saw when I got here.
What she saw was a neighborhood in which 75% of homes are unoccupied. But under the contract of their National Endowment for the Arts funded positions, they had to keep their work inside Mill Hill. So who to talk to? As a guide, the Macon Arts Alliance gave them Reverend James Baker. Samantha Hill says there was a disconnect right from the start.
He asked us, are we in this for the long haul? And I was like, what does that mean?
Baker wanted to know if they would be in Mill Hill for years. Their contract was just for 4 months.
In 90 days, no artist can make an impact.
For whatever reason, Baker never introduced the artists to Mill Hill residents. So they began to work on their own with other artists from outside Mill Hill. Then, 10 days into their project, the Macon Arts Alliance told them they were fired. The Alliance's director of creative placemaking, Jonathan Haar, will die.
There was just a disconnect between the community that we're serving and the artist in the program, and that couldn't stay.
Reverend Baker says the vision laid out in the artist's contract is plain.
And they didn't want to follow the vision.
Samantha Hill wonders now why outside artists like she and Ed were needed for the project, especially since there are so many talented Macon artists.
Why are we here? But the thing is, though, it's just like we have this very beautiful, you know, resume.
Were those resumes just PR for the redevelopment plan? Alex Morrison of the Urban Development Authority says UDA money would still be unspent if the Macon Arts plan or something like it hadn't come along. Reverend Baker says the whole thing is just a small setback for Mill Hill. The UDA is renovating houses. The old gym and auditorium will soon be open again.
We got life again. We are breathing in the East Macon community.
Samantha Hill and Ed Woodham? Well, they're sort of homeless for a few months. They sublet their apartments back home. And the Macon Arts Alliance? They haven't said where they'll go from here, in the Mill Hill Arts Village. For GPB News, I'm Grant Blankenship.